Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Selly. Hope you're having an amazing weekend. I wanted to talk today about be exceptional. What does it mean to be exceptional? And what goes into being exceptional? You have to understand that if you do what everybody else is doing, and if you do what is average, you will be average. If you want to be exceptional and you want to stand out of the crowd and you want to be noticed and you want to create differentiation between you and your other colleagues, you need to go and do above and beyond what others are doing. It's very simple. If you do what is average, you will be average. If you do what is exceptional, you will be exceptional. Choice is yours. I'm not here to tell you that being average is bad or that being exceptional is good. But what I am here to tell you is, based on my experience, most people want to be exceptional but want to do average. And that's where the gap exists. And that's where the equation breaks down. Let me put this in context of a sales situation. If you're going to go in for a meeting and you're going to be meeting 2 to 3 people in an organization, why wouldn't you beforehand prepare for the meeting? Why wouldn't you take the time to research the folks you are going to be meeting? Why wouldn't you spend time on the company website to see what the organization does, to go through the 10K and the annual report if it's a publicly traded company? Why wouldn't you spend the time to look at the individuals profile on LinkedIn and see if they've recently been involved in any conferences or conventions, or they've given any presentations? Let's be honest here. Technology today makes it so easy for you to put in the work and get a clear picture and perspective of where the individual is and where the company is, what is important to them, and what some of their values and key principles are. You just need to put in the effort and do the job. There is absolutely no excuse for you to not go that extra mile and do the research. One of the dumbest things you can ask in a meeting, whether it's in person or over the phone or over the web, is, so tell me, what do you all do? Don't waste people's time. Time is precious. It behooves you and your leadership to instill in you the work ethic and the ability to do some basic research before you go for the meeting. There are tools today like LinkedIn, Discover.org, Google Keywords, Google Alerts, and the list goes on and on. But all the tools are completely useless if you don't use them. How many times have we come across salespeople that know nothing about us? In fact, they still think that we are in our old roles. They haven't even taken the time to identify what our current job is. I mean, how ridiculous is that? You want to earn my business, yet you don't even know what I'm doing? That is just shoddy. So you make the choice and you decide if you want to be exceptional or you want to be average. Sales is a numbers game. You need to reach out and have the right level of activity and have multiple conversations and discussions to build your pipeline and to identify opportunities, and then to progress the opportunities, and then to eventually close deals. It's no fun when the salesperson is complaining about every other possible thing except not taking ownership that they're not doing enough. Put in the effort, do the right things, do the research, understand who you're meeting, have a plan of action. Every interaction should be built on trust, and every interaction should strengthen the customer's viewpoint of you as a potential and viable solution provider to their needs, wants, desires, and problems. Be exceptional, folks. Do exceptional. Expand your zone of possibility, and you will win. Let me know your thoughts. Hope you enjoyed this. See you soon. Thank you.